Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Come again?
With Scott Bogman and Chris Wells.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Does that blow your mind?
That just happened.
What's up, everybody? Welcome in. This is In This League, right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. I am Chris Welsh. That is Scott Bogman, and we are here for you. What's up, Scotty?
I just want to announce that we got an extension from FNTSY, and it is significantly less than Paul Goldschmidt.
Just a tad bit. They also have 24 team options, so essentially every 2 weeks they can option us off the network if they would like.
Yeah, they bought up all of our arbitration years too, so
yeah. I think we're kind of far beyond that. We've been on this network a pretty long time.
I mean, we're if you have gray hair in your beard, you're no longer eligible for arbitration. That's actually a rule.
Is that an actual rule?
Yeah, it's a real rule.
Unfortunately, that might have canceled me out around 29.
I said beard, though.
Yeah. Oh, beard. So, yeah, I can't.
So you're actually still good with that one.
I'm still good. Hey, so you're telling me your beard comes in all white trashy like that? Yeah, I don't know what you're saying, but sure. I still can't find that clip, by the way. I've looked 3 separate times for that Dennis Miller clip so we can have a new rejoin. You know how many times Bogman has been like, yeah, don't worry, I'll just find it. He never goes and finds it. We need some more rejoins. I just don't have time. We need right. Clip. Here's what I want. Listeners. I need you guys.
Nistler Crunch Bars.
I need you guys to find great clips that you think should be rejoins and just some snurps and send them over to me with the actual clip from YouTube. Not like Bogman having an idea and then being like, yeah, I'll get to it. It doesn't get to getting.
Yeah, I do that.
I can't find the clip. It doesn't exist on the internet. And the clip I'm talking about is where...
Hey, don't worry. I'll get it.
No, you won't.
Don't worry about it.
You won't.
No, I'll get it.
Every single clip of Dennis Miller and Joe Dirt is there, except the one where he's like, all right, we're back. What's the actual clip?
No, the one that you wanted was, so you're covered in crap and you're a complete loser. Did I miss anything?
Yeah.
He's like... Well, I just want to let everyone know those are your words, but yeah, that's where we're at.
That's the clip I want, and it doesn't exist on the internet. I don't want to pull up the whole movie.
I'm going to go find it right now on YouTube.
Please, find it on the break or something. But welcome in to In This League. It's a great weekend. We got March Madness going on. We're on the precipice of baseball starting up. All we got left is just the remnants of spring training games. I'm so glad Japan is over, by the way. I couldn't be more happy that, unfortunately, it took Matt Olson away from us. I guess we'll kind of talk about that in the throes of everything. But there's a lot going on. James Harden just dropped 61. Was it 61?
Ooh, 61. Rockets win.
I was razzing you two on Friday's edition of In This League Fantasy Basketball Pod. I was razzing Bogman. I was like, oh, we're going to go. And then Bogman's like, I'll be watching it. And it was a big win. Who do they play?
It's the Spurs. Spurs 9-1 in the last 10.
Pretty good.
Now they're 8-2. Take that.
Pretty good. We got a lot to talk about on the show today. Maybe throw in a little bit of March Madness. How much have you watched?
zero shares.
Oh, zero shares. Not even a minute. I got it on
now. You hit me up before the tournament started, and we just have so much going on. I'm trying to finish my goddamn draft prospect list. That should be dropping on Monday. We've got just so much stuff we're doing. We're finishing off basketball. Baseball's about to start up. Keeping tabs on this football free agency. And then I got hit up by our guy, John Lobb, about doing college fantasy football rankings for his stuff. So it's just a lot of
prospect stuff. We got the fantasy black.
Yeah.
I mean, we have never been more busy in our lives. Like there
right,
isn't
it's
there,
a blessing.
It is.
It's not a curse. You know, I'd rather be I'd rather be busy than have nothing to do. So
I worry. Like it's one of those things. Like sometimes we'll sit and we'll complain about all the things we do, but then the thought of like one of them going away, like we'll sit and we'll be like, oh, blah 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 blah, and then they start, it's about to go away, and we're like, well, wait, like, don't go. NBA takeaways, we could probably keep going, right? We can keep going on takeaways.
Take away that income. That.
Yeah, yeah, don't take away all that from us.
That's about to happen to us with that, but.
Bye-bye.
But, yeah, man, it's just a lot. So you hit me up, you're like, are we going to have a bracket, kind of
like an ITL tournament.
Right,
bracket.
Like, are you going to make this, is basically what the text said. And I was
yeah, use a royal we.
I can't even fake it. Like, I have no interest in it. I can't. I haven't watched 1 second of the tournament just because I have no time. So, you know, my 5 minutes I actually got to sit down and watch a game, I watched James Harden score 61. Okay. So
I watched some of it. I watched Oregon absolutely mud stomp the ASU Sun Devils. The Sun Devils were absolute garbage. The only team left. Ooh, maybe this might not be an accurate statement because I think how many Pac-12 teams made it? It was Oregon, ASU, and maybe Washington? Does that sound right?
Don't ask me, man.
Yeah, I don't know. But ASU's out. Oregon, they had the upset. They had a nice little upset earlier on. Ja Morant is the effing truth.
That what does Ja think?
What, this is the only time we care what Ja thinks. You know what? Good for him, too. Ja Morant is going to bring some love back into the Ja name.
Like John
A. Ja has been struggling over the last couple years. Ja,
all he's done
it's been
is
brutal.
Get punked by 50 Cent. Did you hear about how like 50 Cent bought out the first 10 rows of a Ja Rule concert just so no one was sitting there?
It's the greatest troll of all time. It's when has Ja Rule not been a joke? 50 Cent's clowning him. Dave Chappelle
like
has got
1999 to 2001, and after that, joke.
What was his? What Ja Rule's song? I don't even remember what. It was murder. Was that
murder.
It? It's murder.
All I remember is I went to the crackerest, cracky, you know, whitest high school ever, and a dude writing a report on why Ja Rule is the best rapper ever. And it was one of your buddies. Just so you know that.
No, no,
I'll tell you on the
wasn't.
Pre-cool.
No, it 100% wasn't.
That was. It was one of your best friends in high school.
No, so. It wasn't. I mean, does it really have to wait?
I think it does.
Oh,
so.
Is it inappropriate? Is he still alive?
No.
Half of our high school, half of my friends in high school have died. So, I mean, and you would think, by the way,
hung around.
I'm not trying to be crass. I'm not trying to be crass, but like you would think, like me saying that and stuff, you'd be like, oh, where'd you guys go to school? You like Compton? No, wait, Scottsdale, North Scottsdale, the most ridiculous place on the planet to go to school. But that's kind of the culture that gets breeded, and you know,
well, it was your friend Jeff. So,
no, he didn't.
I swear to God, yeah,
he didn't. That is the most embarrassing thing.
It might be the day I lost all my respect for him. So that's why I call him your buddy. So
he wrote a paper on Ja Rule.
Well, what else was he going to write a paper on? You know, so.
Anything else, anything else. DMX would have been more relevant. DMX is in Arizona getting arrested all the time.
Fighting dogs. That's right.
Anything with Ja Rule. I'm looking at these songs, man. I don't know any of these songs. Always Be On Time, Mesmerize. I'm trying to go back to like Holla Holla. I don't want to hear that.
Holla Holla.
I don't think I can play any of these.
No?
Is it? I don't know.
Holla.
So Much Pain by Ja Rule. Daddy's Little Baby. I need to find some like radio appropriate version that we can play back on a rejoin that we can come back here. But Ja Rule's always been a joke. It was Dave Chappelle. And what does Ja think? It was 50 Cent. It was the Fyre Festival. Ja needs some life back into it. And there ain't no rule. There's only
Ja,
Morant.
Because I feel like you're zing it. You're saying Ja, like Ja Ja Gabor?
Yeah, Ja Rule.
Ja.
Ja. Ja?
J-A, Ja.
Yeah, that's
not
like
Ja.
Well, I'm saying Ja Rule.
You're Frenching the crap out of it.
Okay. Well,
you're making him sound all kinds of fancy pants. I don't think that's the case.
Well,
I think it's Ja.
Well, Ja Morant is he is fancy pants.
Ja Morant. Ja.
Averaged 24.5 points, almost 6 rebounds, over 10 assists in his sophomore season with Murray State. 50% field goal this year, Boggs. 1.8 steals and 0.8 blocks. He did average 5 turnovers, but Ja Morant.
5 turnovers. I love how you like you will not meet a person that cares less about the turnover stat than the Welsh.
I don't.
He punts it in every single case. So it's just like we might as well just play an 8 cat. Don't even acknowledge.
Well, I mean, you probably don't want to because then I'd be it's murder if we did that.
Yeah.
To your point, I do that with baseball too. Like if you force me, like that one league we had where it was 9 by 12, where strikeouts were a thing, I won't acknowledge strikeouts. I just don't care. I'm just going to draft all the guys. I don't care if they strike out or not. Same thing. I don't care if they turn the ball over because so many people, it's obnoxious to me where we have to have these conversations because we're basketball guys. We do the NBA takeaways right here on FNTSY. We've had the very long standing In This League Fantasy Basketball podcast, which I am still baffled, by the way, that like more relevant podcasts have not come around. You know, that basketball is what started us doing this stuff because we looked at the basketball podcast landscape and we were like, it sucked. There were losers everywhere. So we're like, we can do better because we can. And we went in there and we've been around for so long. I'm still shocked at like that there's not more people in it. But I don't remember what was the point of what I was talking about just now?
I believe it was getting old and mispronouncing people's names.
No, but what was the point of why
I have no idea
about our podcast?
It was your point. You were saying I'm surprised that so many people stuck around for basketball. We're basketball guys. We were talking about turnovers. How far back do we need to go? We were talking about breakfast when I woke up this morning. We texted about that a little
bit. Talking about Ja Morant. Ja Morant. I don't know what
I'm calling him. Ja.
But I don't care. No, I remembered. I just got it back.
He's not Tony Parker.
How many times I have to listen to, because we have fantastic friends that are in the industry, but how many times I have to listen to people talk garbage on guys like Russell Westbrook or Harden because they turn the ball over? It's obnoxious. These guys, they are top level at almost every other place. I mean, James Harden has kind of separated himself from Westbrook. So I just don't care about turnovers. If I'm going to punt something, I'll absolutely punt turnovers. It means nothing to me. Do you know how in I am on Ja Morant?
I know that you drafted him in our three-sport supplemental.
Last year. Okay. Do I at least get the credit? I'm at least the guy that was in on Ja Morant before he became big old Ja Morant. I drafted him a year ago in a developmental basketball league that we do. I drafted him before he was, you know, Fire Ja Morant, the true Fire Festival.
Fire Festival. It better not be Fire Festival.
I hope not.
Or you'll be suing him for a breach of contract or whatever.
Well, then he just wouldn't be real. Yeah, he'd be fake. You think there's a little bit of worry? Think people are happy?
Nobody would care what Ja thought then.
People are going to be a little bit freaked out. I mean, he has the most buzz of any, more than Zion. He has more buzz than Zion right now.
Yes. Yeah, he has more buzz than Zion because he's been going nuts in the tournament. So,
yeah, triple-double.
That's like the only thing I've heard of, by the way, is that he's going crazy. So,
well, that's from me.
From the tournament. Yeah, it is probably because I get my news from the Welsh about
Because, like, I'm excited to talk about Ja Morant. But everybody is getting, like, I want to go to the game here because I think I told you, I think I said on the basketball podcast, it was only the 8th performance in tournament history for a player to have a triple-double, Morant did. And let me pull it up here.
You know, Elfrid Payton. Elfrid Payton did that 5 nights in a row in the NBA.
Well, Ja Morant might be a better version of Elfrid Payton.
He aspires to be. He aspires to be Elfrid Payton, I think.
Ja Morant played 39 minutes, 5 for 9. He only took 9 field goal attempts. Perfect 3, 2 for 2, 5 for 5 free throw, 17 points, 11 rebounds, 16 assists, 7 turnovers. Don't worry about the turnovers. 16 assists, 11 rebounds, and 17 points. I think I had mentioned that I think Shaq was one of the guys.
Shaq.
And Dwayne Wade was one of the players that had a triple-double in the tournament. Wow. I mean, it's good company, that Morant's in. And Murray beat Marquette. I mean, that's also nothing to scoff at.
So if the Suns get the 2 or 3 pick, meaning that they get either Morant or Barrett, instead of, because you said you don't think they're going to get Zion, It's just the way that it plays out. Like the one year that they got the number one overall pick, they got the guy from Arizona. So that was like fortuitous. But
well, yeah, it's the rigging. They're like, well, we got to put the U of A guy there. Yeah, and it's 100% rigged. 100%.
Stern doesn't run the NBA anymore. It's Adam Silver. Well, so that stuff is fine.
Okay, but everybody thought, you know, the Wizard of Oz was a big head floating around and it was a guy behind a curtain. You think Adam Silver is just this big, beautiful commissioner that everybody loves? No, there's probably an evil David Stern behind the curtain.
No, I think Silver's pretty good, man. I like him.
I do too, because it's all
so
image.
Good. He's so good that the NFL was like, hey, we're looking for someone that's likable.
Is it Bill Belichick? You sound like Bill Belichick.
We really don't like this guy. He's tried to screw us a couple times. And,
is that Robert Kraft?
We're just wondering if you would come over. Hey, Adam. Adam, why didn't you come over and, come ride the lake for us? You could spin this a good way for me, and it would just be great. And by the way, plea bargain, right? What buddy can do for you. It's the best, so...
Like, what? It's like a commercial. What money can do for you?
My body can do for you. Hey, just all you fat pieces of trash, keep eating crap back roti and cheese, okay? That way I can get off. In two ways.
All Robert Kraft does is get off, by the way. Whether it's at massage parlors or plea bargains or lawsuits. That needs to be a shirt, by the way. All Robert Kraft does is get off. Oh, man, that's too good. But no. All right, so you know what? We were going to talk about basketball to start. We're going to talk about baseball. But we come back. Let me just mention this mock draft. I got a mock draft pulled up from NBADraft.net. They actually do some good stuff, and they update these bad boys very, very often. And they do not have the Phoenix Suns with the number one pick because, as I told you, it's rigged.
They know.
Yeah, it's no dude, 100% it's going to be the Knicks or the Cavs. I mean, the Cavs have just owned it every other year, so why wouldn't they own it this year? That's how I feel about it. But we'll talk about that. But don't worry if you're not a basketball, if you're not a seam head, we're not going to go too far. I guess seam head's baseball. What are basketballs?
Basketball fans.
Basketball
fans.
All right, whatever. Well, if you're a hoop head, we'll talk a little bit about that. Not much more than March Madness. We've got a ton of baseball. We're going to tackle something that got us infuriated, and you might know what that is. Maybe a little bit of football, so don't go anywhere. More in this league coming up. Big show. We'll be back.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
It's In This League.
Buckle up, Buckaroo. All night.
Welcome back. It is In This League, in fact. I'm Chris Welsh. You can find me on Twitter at Is This A Welsh. That's Scott Bogman on Twitter at Bogman Sports.
It's at Kraft Foods.
At Jupiter Kraft 69.
God.
Can you believe he's getting off? You can believe he's getting off, but like,
I mean, yeah, it's
like they're treating it like insider trading with rich people. They're like, oh, slap on the wrist. A little white collar crime. Don't worry about that.
They're like, are you sex trafficking? And he's like, no. And they're like, okay, well, all right, fine.
Yeah. I donated lots of money. Like, well, that's a good enough answer for us.
I feel bad doing the impression of Robert Kraft because he is like outside of this. I've never heard like one bad word about him. He's like, you know, everyone's jealous of the Patriots, and they should be, you know, like I understand most people hate Tom Brady. They hate the Patriots and all that stuff, but you hate him because they win, you know, and there's not too much shadiness there. I mean, we had Deflategate and Spygate, which Deflategate to me is really nothing. It's just a funny thing to make fun of the Patriots for.
By the way, none of it bothers me. The worst thing with the Patriots.
Spygate was a little weird. Sending a guy to film the other team's practices.
I think they all do it. I think they all do stuff like that. None of that bothers me. Literally, the only thing that bothered me was the Aaron Hernandez stuff. Like, how supportive the team was trying to be of him. And it was like, well, that guy is clearly a murderer.
Right. Yeah. I don't remember them being overly supportive. I just maybe they were. I don't know. But I think until everything, you know, is brought to light, they kind of have to support the guy that's on their team.
I guess.
But then when you get down to it, you can be like, okay, no, our eyes are open. We see it.
I don't know. I think
not a good guy.
I mean, we can tell when there's problems. You know, we manage an ITL army. We know when there's problems. We can see the problems from a distance. I think if you got people on the payroll, you kind of know who's a problem, don't you?
Well, they all thought he was a psycho. They just didn't know he was an actual psycho.
Just didn't know he had a gun. All right. Enough about Robert Kraft. In this league, though, welcome back. We just randomly got on to the basketball stuff, so I don't want to talk too much about the tournament. By the way, who do you got in your bracket, Boggs?
Yeah, I've got Duke.
Okay, easy one. I didn't take Duke just out of, like parody.
Spite?
Well, it's just because it's not going to happen. Like, I think, is Duke going to win? I mean, they're really good. By the way, I'm looking at this mock draft that I'm going to mention here, NBADraft.net, updated as of the 15th. 5 of the top 10 prospects are a Duke or a North Carolina prospect.
Yeah, I mean,
2 teams, 5 of the prospects.
That sounds about right.
Yeah.
So,
but
it's kind of like if you're hiring CEOs, you know, like if we were doing this for CEOs, right, coming out of college, it'd probably be a lot of Harvard and Yale, you know.
Okay, I see that.
Maybe a couple coming out of the same school.
No USC, little ASU popping in there.
Well, I mean, it depends on
UT
on what we're running, you know. So if we're running a barbecue chain, then yeah, let's get some UT guys in there.
We're getting CEO of Barstool, then maybe ASU would work. But other than that, UT, I'd get a Domino's CEO. But if we're looking for CEOs of Fortune 500, it's probably Harvard and Yale, right?
Well, let's just get anyone else to run Papa John's. I think is
dude. Did you see?
Didn't Shaq?
Yes,
Shaq on the board.
Okay, so you're just well,
gonna talk about a difference here.
You're, no,
my God,
I got to tell you something. So I listened to you know what Fast Money is on CNBC?
No.
Okay, they have a podcast version. I don't watch it because I don't have time for any of that. I don't watch anything. But I listen to the podcast. I like to just listen to what's going on. And
this year because last year you were. What a Bitcoin and all those. Yeah. What are those called?
Crypto. Cryptocurrency.
You were crypto last year. Now you're finance this year.
Just stock. Just finance stock stuff. Well, yeah. Stock, you know what? Okay. It wasn't Fast Money. It's these guys called Motley Fool.
And, Motley, of course.
Yeah. Of course.
How could we mix them up?
You know Motley Fool. Of course you do.
Yeah. Of course.
I'm listening to it and they were
it's
actually.
Like a cover band for Motley Crue.
No, it's not. They were talking about how this is actually an enormously positive move for Papa John's because, first off, Shaq actually has a track record of a really positive returns as a spokesman. Because you remember he was doing like the Icy Hot or whatever the hell.
Yeah.
I think it was Icy Hot.
How many trashy people are insured by the general now?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That they brought that up. So they're like, here's the deal. Shaq is actually a game-winning commodity. Now, you're going to go put him and he's going to be the new Papa? This is a Papa boon. Shaq. This is a boon. For advertising, they have
Papa
a spokesman.
No longer racist. It's the best pizza in the world.
They have a spokesman that has a winning track record that people love. It's an ingenious move. The stock
yes,
is going to go high.
Great,
it's huge.
It yeah. Well, you go from your racist pizza where the guy is threatening to show Obamacare on the receipt. You remember that whole thing?
Oh, man. Yeah.
Yeah. And then, you know, obviously spouting out racial slurs during board meetings, not okay. So, you know, you go from that to one of the most popular sports athletes to ever play. Like you said, everybody loves Shaq.
Dude, I mean, I opened up my Twitter. I'm not even joking. I just opened up my Twitter. I scrolled 2 down. I have a tweet from Spore, who's very upset about Matt Olson. Vlad, guess what the next tweet is? Papa John's. You know, Shaq is a Hall of Famer, sports commentator, and entrepreneur. Today, we're adding Papa John's board member and investor in Atlanta stores to his long list of pursuits. His business savvy and passion for pizza make him a great fit. That is literally what is on my stupid Twitter right now. And that was the big thing. They also made him a freaking board member. So they're like, this guy is invested. He loves it. as stupid as it is and as mindless, dumb idiots as we all are, we're like, oh, well, Papa John, we can eat Papa John's now. You know, reasons we can't eat Chick-fil-A, you know, if you know what I mean. But we can eat Papa John's now because Shaq says it's okay. We're dumb, mindless idiots. But you know what? It's going to work. The commercials are going to be great. I'll tell you right now, the first Papa John's commercial with Shaq is going to be a winner.
And you remember how, you know, NBA, like all the sports teams went away from Papa John's too, because like I used to order Papa John's when I could get the Papa 50, you know, it was after the D-backs win or after the Suns score 100 points or whatever it is, you put in the, you know, the Suns 50 in the promotion and you got 50% off. That was like my go-to. That I was ordering Papa John's all the time. And then when Papa Nazi was on there, no, I couldn't order it anymore because they all took it away. And now the Shaq's back. Well, they'll probably definitely have a deal with the
Shaq's going to probably bring it on like NBA Tonight. He's going to be stuffing it down Charles's face.
NBA on TNT. That's right.
Yeah, whatever it's called.
I bet you they're going to have so much pizza on that set. Charles is gonna,
all the time.
And Charles is going to be a problem. So,
well, already is a problem. But I thought it was an ingenious move to bring Shaq in. One of the few. I mean, because it's like they could have made some mistakes there. They've been like, all right, let's who's our spokesman? Ah, let's get Kevin Durant. And be like, or not Kevin Durant, Kevin Garnett. Like Kevin Garnett. Kevin Durant
would be tweeting from burner accounts. Papa John's is the best pizza in the world. Y'all just don't know.
Subtweeting Pizza Hut. Be like, you guys suck.
You guys are trash.
Papa John's the best. But no, I was thinking like Kevin Durant. You know, or Kevin, I keep saying Kevin Durant.
You said Kevin
Garnett.
Durant again. Yeah, right. Yeah. I know you're trying to say Kevin Garnett. He'd be like, this is the best effing pizza in the world, mother effers. That's what Garnett would say.
Pretty much. Pretty would be the worst.
You know, as soon as that show started with him and C-Web, they put an automatic 10-second delay on it.
What is it? Oh, you mean his
His show on TNT, like the Players Only or whatever stuff.
Well, it's like the 21 or whatever. What is Kevin Durant's show?
Yeah, Area 21.
Area 21. Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah, whatever it is. But
it's actually a pretty good show.
They put a 10-second delay on it just because those guys cuss so much, like they just couldn't stop, you know.
Man, Charles it's just, is huge, by the way.
Can't censor themselves.
I'm looking at TNT's Road to the Finals, and Charles is up there. Charles is like two Kenny Smiths. He's huge.
Well, he's much taller than Kenny's, too.
I'm not talking taller. I know. All right, so mock draft real quick. I can't believe we're talking basketball the first two segments. So this mock draft on NBADraft.net. First pick is to the Knicks. Zion Williamson. That's where they're going with this. Shocker. The Suns with the second pick, Ja Morant over RJ Barrett.
Ja.
And then the rest of it is Cleveland gets RJ Barrett at 3. Chicago, boy, who is this dude from Gonzaga? Ryu Hachimura? I don't know.
Oh, I remember seeing his name.
Yeah. Atlanta is 5. They get Coby White from North Carolina. Atlanta also has the 6th pick. DeAndre Hunter from Virginia, Memphis. I'm only going to go top 10. Kentucky's Keldon Johnson. Washington at 8, Cameron Reddish from Duke. He was one time a top 3 guy.
Yeah, he was like the guy, the fourth guy.
He was the third guy for a while. It was him after Barrett, yeah. number 9, they got New Orleans, Bruno Fernando from Maryland, the center. And number 10, Charlotte, Nazir Little from North Carolina. There's a few other notables. Where did these guys go? Bobo, Oregon, 18.
Okay.
And Naz Reid from LSU. I was just watching him the other day. They've got it 19. What about...
Bol is hurt, isn't he?
I think so. Where's Taco Flacco guy?
Where's X-mas that dude? Jackson Waxon Flaxon?
Where's Taco Flacco? Flacco Taco.
Taco Flacco.
You know what I'm talking about, don't you?
No.
The taco guy. Did you see that picture?
At aliciousness. No, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Type in, what's his name? Taco. He took a picture.
Taco Flacco?
Taco Fall, is it? He took a picture with this woman who's a fight. Yeah, here it is.
Taco Fall.
Taco Fall. Look at this picture he took with a reporter. He's 7'4".
Oh, I saw that.
Yeah. Well, did you see that
picture?
Well,
she took her shoes off, right?
I don't know. It looks ridiculous. It doesn't look, I mean, I can't with Taco Fall. Is he not a draft prospect?
Yeah, that's Tracy Wolfson. She does sideline reporting for CBS. She's
Jesus.
On
you don't know NBA prospects, but you know the beat reporter.
Well, she's on TV every single Sunday of my life for the last 10 years. So, yeah. I know who Tracy Wolfson
is. Well, I don't know where Taco Flacco is. But, yeah, so this mock draft already has Ja Morant as the number two overall prospect after Zion Williamson.
I think Tracy Wolfson is the – she's the sideline reporter when Tony Romo is on the game.
Stop talking about Tracy Wolfson. Let's talk about Ja Morant.
Wolfson. You should know who she is.
No, I don't know who she is. I don't know any beat reporter.
Yeah, Taco Falls is very, very tall.
He's ridiculous.
Is he 7'4" or something?
He's like 7'6" or 7'4" or something like that. Standing next to her, it looks hysterically stupid.
It looks like a baby.
He also looks like he's 54, by the way. Like, I don't believe that he's under 25.
He's you, Vlad or whatever. Didn't Vladimir Guerrero senior spill the beans on his age? He's like, you know, I'm turning 39. They're like, aren't you 37? 36?
Yeah, I think he did. Uh-oh. I think he was like 2 years older than he really was, but
like, it matters. He's a Hall of Famer, cares.
But that's one of those things, like, he's had this incredible year and it's spilling over into the tournament, and Morant is one of those guys that he's going to take the boost. I mean, we're already talking about him at worst he's probably a top three pick, if he's not number two, if the Phoenix Suns do get two.
I just always wonder, why don't they take these guys like Yao Ming or Taco Falls or whatever and just have them stand behind, like, you know, I know you can't line up right over center on kicks and field goals and stuff, but just have them stand right to the left and stick their arms up.
What, it might like block the basket? Oh, you mean in football?
Yeah. It might just block 50% of the field goals.
Yeah, that's a good question. Isn't there ever been a coach that's been out and just seen some 7'2" guy and they're like, you play basketball? And he's like, no, I'm not athletic enough. We got a job for you. One roster spot.
All you do is stand and stick your arms up and try, maybe jump.
They give the job to stupid long snappers. They could give it to like a long blocker.
Why not?
Right?
Same thing.
I mean, would be the most
snapper. USC is blind. So this guy can just stand and stick his arms up.
I want to see that. That's fine. I want to see that. Can you do that in Madden? Can you create like a 7-foot guy?
I just don't. Maybe they all just kick it right straight over.
You know, MLB The Show comes out next week.
I didn't know, but I know it'll be here.
Is your pimp daddy ready to hook you up? Your baby daddy ready to send you over a copy?
Yeah. Anthony Rosa, he's ready to send it on over. So yeah.
Ready to hook you up? Is he going to take care of his guy?
Let the show come over. So that's what I say. And PSN Live, whatever that is, I get that too. Don't forget. So
take care of Princess Bogman.
That's right, Princess Bogman.
Yeah,
yeah. Okay. The jealousy doesn't suit you very well.
I mean, nothing really does. I don't know what to tell you.
Does.
I think jealousy actually does. I think I do pretty well with it. I think
Jealousy. Anger, I think, is good on you.
Oh, okay. So yeah, that's a good point.
You do that pretty well.
All right, so you're clearly over talking about the tournament. I can't literally get you to talk about Ja Morant. Every time I mention Ja Morant, you talk about tacos
You're Ja Morant's hype man. We haven't, like, the NFL draft is before the NBA draft, and you're over here hyping up Ja Morant.
Who's more exciting, Ja Morant or Kyler Murray?
Kyler Murray is so much more exciting. Kidding me? He may bust in a year, but it's like Tebow. Remember all that hype that was around Tebow when he was good for a season and a half? If that's all that Kyler Murray gets, it's still more exciting than Ja Morant.
I don't know. Ja Morant's a dude. He's an absolute dude. And he's made – and this is what I like about the tournament, though. This is ultimately, for me, as a guy that I can't consume college basketball.
You're right.
You know where I'm going to go with it.
You're absolutely right, because like we talked about, I'm excited about Jimmer Fredette signing with the Suns, and the reason I liked him so much is because he was so good in the tournament. Jimmer was. So
yeah, and that's what I'm saying. It's like you and I can't sit here because we do so many sports that we can't sit and consume college basketball as much as we'd like to. Like, I get up on some of the guys and whatever, but the tournament is such a nice spot for us to like sit back, process some of the players, get to see the hype guys. I mean, I remember a couple of years ago, the Buddy Hield draft. Like, I got to really lock into Buddy Hield during the tournament. So it's just a good time. Well, I'm just saying, it's just a good time for me to... Yeah, I know. It's so cool. I actually remember I did an interview on a show, and I wasn't there to talk about college basketball, and they decided
to... went right into it.
They literally, I'm about to get on. It's a radio show, and they're like, you up on the NBA draft? And I'm like, nope. And he's like, okay, well, probably won't ask too many questions. It was literally 75% about the NBA draft. And I was like, all I kept saying, they're like, who in the tournament do you think is a guy that you're really into that's got the draft stock? And I'm like, oh, Buddy Hield. Buddy Hield.
He's the one guy I've heard of.
And then he went to something else, and I was like, yeah, I don't know. Buddy Hield, like, all I could say was Buddy Hield. That's all I could say. But it's a good time to process some of this stuff.
Now you know why I talk about Tracy Wolfson so much. So, you know, it's kind of the same thing here.
But it's good because a lot of the top prospects are players that you're going to consume here. I mean, Nazir Little with North Carolina and Kobe White, you know, those guys were just playing on Friday night. Those guys are both top 10. There's three Duke prospects in Reddish, Barrett, and Zion Williamson that are in there. And then you're going to get some fun. You know, John Morant gets to be the guy that's from the small school. I mean, the comparisons always come out about the Steph Curry stuff, you know, small school type of stuff. But it's like what legends are made of, and we get to process this stuff going in, and it's going to make the NBA draft
more fun. I'll do my due diligence before the draft, 100%. So, okay. But it's I'm concentrating on the NFL draft. I'm watching highlights of Hakeem Butler and wide receivers right now. So okay. Well, that's where I process.
We'll give that update here in a little bit about what's coming up maybe this week over on Patreon and the football podcast. Our ITL football podcast with Bogman coming up. So don't go anywhere. We come back, we're going to be talking about some baseball. I think we're going to save the infamous signing till the next hour, but we got a lot of baseball set up. This is your final weekend for fantasy baseball draft, so we got you hooked up. Don't go anywhere. More Bogman and the Welsh coming up.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
It's In This League.
What is your name?
It is
Scott Bogman.
What is your quest?
To seek
In This League.
What is the airspeed velocity of a
Chris Welsh?
What do you mean? An African or European?
Chris Welsh.
Huh? I don't know that.
It's In This League right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Shout out to Monty Python right there.
Is that a new one? I don't think I've heard that one.
I haven't played it in forever. It's an old one.
Okay.
Super old. Shout out to Chris Pavona making
shout
that one.
Out.
Anyone that doesn't like it, take it up with him. If you love it, shout out to In This League for doing that. It's a Monty Python one. I'm telling you, I want to get some new rejoins. I haven't had time to sit down and go through clips. I mean, we've got like, I don't know, man. We got a stable of 20, 25.
Right.
But I do get favorites, you know, like there's some that get much heavier rotation. The anything Idiocracy is going to get more rotation.
Welcome to Costco. I love you.
Broken Lizard is going to get, you know, Shenanigans. Those ones are going to get like heavy rotation.
You have to ask Big Man.
You can't afford it. I got $4. but we need more. Like, so we need some more. So I need some really good clips. So tweet at us at is it the Welsh at Bogman Sports.
And we need our beeps okay in the very beginning. We need the Carl's Jr. one. Carl's Jr.
Oh, F yeah.
You. I'm eating.
I mean, we could probably do that. No, in this league. F you.
F you. I'm eating.
That would be very appropriate.
That's what I say most of the time.
That
so.
Would be very, very appropriate. Let's talk about some fantasy baseball. This is the big weekend. We got a couple drafts. We got our official fantasy rings players ball that's coming up.
Play a haters ball.
It's players ball. What? That's like mid-Saturday. What? It's mid-Saturday, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I could actually, when you said what, I could see your dumb face right when you said that. Because for whatever reason, your hearing is going. By the way, I love the bit about the earwax candles. So the Welsh's hearing is going. And we've been hanging out with each other a lot of spring training games and stuff, seeing way too much of each other. It's like 4 days this month, which is way over the top for us. Yeah. But every time we've seen each other, this guy, like, he acts like he can't hear me. It's like, what? And he gets this, like, I almost lost $100. He gets this horrible SE look on his face, like he's offended that he can't hear me, like I'm doing something to him. And I say, well, then I have to repeat what I say. And he said, I don't know, man, it's just all the headphones because he works in radio and he does so many podcasts. He's like, it's just everything's going. So I was talking about the earwax candles on the show the other day. And now there's a correlation to downloading our podcast and getting a advertisement for earwax candles.
Dude, there is legit. I'm being dead honest here. There is a system now. Big Brother is listening. I know there is a system now of advertisement that is listening. It's like a Shazam that's listening for keywords advertisers are looking for. And 100%, there is one in there that's earwax or ear candle. If somebody says it or hearing that, because we had a listener tweet us, say, my God, I've never searched it. You guys talked about the earwax candle on your last episode. Look at the advertisement I just got.
It's got to be a link between, like, you know, people who download our show and advertisements for that earwax candle, because so many people started looking up to see what it actually was.
I think there is a system that is pulling keywords from podcasts. It's listening for audio cues, and then it's serving those people that type of advertisement. There's an advertising thing out there, and I'll bet you Google is doing it. Google is about to present to us, what is it called? Stadia. It is this brand. It's ridiculous. It's going to be this Netflix gaming system that's on your Chrome browser. Like, you're going to open up a browser in Chrome and you're going to start to be able to just play video games. You don't need a console. If they're doing stuff like that, using 5G and everything like that, there's 100% some type of a audio advertising format that's pulling keywords and delivering it to people. Because there's no way you're just going to start getting... Dude, we were talking about Papa John's, and 12 seconds later, I got pop. I haven't searched the Papa John's article, the Shaq thing, anywhere on my phone.
Well, you stopped on it on Twitter, though.
No, but I'm saying...
Did you hover over it on Twitter?
No, nothing. It wasn't on Twitter. I'm telling you. I opened my phone up, and the second thing was it was sitting there.
They're listening.
Big Brother's listening, and they're trying to serve us pizza and earwax candles.
D-backs 50. So, but don't worry. They won't win many games.
Well,
D-backs
aren't listening to anybody. So,
it's definitely not us. So.
No, not one bit. But, the earwax candle thing, I'm telling you, there is 100% advertising that's listening to us. But what
now,
was the point?
I know your wife is in charge of all things healthcare in your house. Have you asked her about the earwax candle?
No. I mean, she hasn't even brought it up. She's just used to it. She's used to me going, huh? What?
Yeah, but I mean, have you? I'm surprised you haven't told her something about it. You wouldn't want to try it? Maybe pull some of that wax out of your ear so you can actually hear human beings?
No, I don't want to do any of that. It's not going to help. It's not going to help. The eardrums are just, they're being demolished over time wearing headphones.
They're just shot.
Yeah, it's shot.
It's too much of my high-pitched voice is probably what it is.
Probably.
So that is probably my fault. I apologize for my high-pitched voice.
It's okay. All right, can we talk
I
about
can
some
speak
baseball?
Like Robert Kraft from now on if that's what you want.
I mean, we don't want a show that's just me laughing the whole time. That's all that's going to happen. Can we talk about some baseball?
Sure.
It is the big and final baseball draft weekend. We've got the Players Ball, like I said, coming up here actually in just a couple hours here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. A couple hours, not that it's a part of it, but it's our good buddy from Official Fantasy Rings hosting a league that they invited us to, and we'll be playing for a badass custom ring. And then on Monday, we have got our rebooted Dynasty League that's going to be going down, our home league that we've had for like 15 years. So we still have drafts in front of us. And of course, we've had pretty damn smooth sailing through spring training. I don't want to be overzealous about it, but I'm saying contracts
until
and
yesterday.
Stuff.
Until yesterday.
No, but that was my point, is we've been pretty smooth sailing. It hasn't been insane or ridiculous. And then all of a sudden, the entire thing just goes, the stupid Japan games. Not that it had anything to do with it. I'm just sick of it. Hit us with our first major injury of the year. And at the last moment, because now you've all done your drafts, I have a share. I don't think Bogman has any shares.
I have one.
You have one of Matt Olson?
Just drafted it.
Of Matt Olson?
Yep, in one of our Black Book leagues.
Okay, well, I drafted Matt Olson in our 20-man Crybaby Roto League, but luckily I'm very set up because at utility I also had E5 and I had a good bench bat, so I'm okay. But I just lost Matt Olson because he just had successful surgery on his broken, it wasn't broken hand, it was a hammate.
Hammate
injury. And it was a removal.
I think the hamate, is that in your wrist or is that in your hand?
I think it's in your hand.
Okay. So, I mean, so that is a broken hand. That sucks. But and, I do know you actually know the way to cure that, right?
Well, they remove it.
No, it's earwax candles.
Oh, earwax candles.
Yeah, you do a couple of those, cures your hand right up. So you should give it a whirl.
Just burn some candles onto your hand? Is that
all they do? Exactly.
What does the earwax candle do?
I think it just makes it like melts the wax in your ear and then the hot air pulls it out. Oh, so gross. It makes like a suction thing and it pulls the earwax out of your ear.
Oh, that sounds horrendous.
Well, I mean, it's you said you went to the doctor. We talked about this on one of the shows and they used that. They cleaned out your ear. You said that didn't hurt, right?
No, it was like a water funnel thing. They just funneled water in there and like brought it out. Yeah. OK, but it wasn't
I don't think this is too much different. Like
you're lighting a candle.
Yeah, but it's the candle is so long that like you're it's not that hot to start with. It's not like you go from room temperature to burning hot. Like it burns down closer to your ear and it gets hotter as it goes. So the wax in your ear slowly melts and then comes out. And then they just stick that in your hand to take out those broken shards of your hand.
I just can't keep you. I'm trying to talk about Matt Olson and you went back to the I cannot keep you on track right now. All right. So horrible. We'll have to have some like video at some point we do of a earwax candle, which would be horrendous. But back on it, Matt Olson, hamate bone, I think they said 4 to 6 weeks before, 6 to 8 weeks before anything. These things, though, linger bad. I remember I was talking with his prospect for the Indians, George Valera. He had the same injury happen like 15 games into the AZL season, which is rookie ball out here in Arizona. And this happened in June. I talked to him.
Yeah, it saps power big time.
Yeah, and I talked to him, I think it was late October, and he was just getting healthy, but they weren't pressing him. And he didn't return. He didn't return to any games after this happened. And he really struggled to return, you know, to return to form. So Matt Olson, top 100 pick, a guy I loved taking this year with that massive power, 4 to 8, I don't remember if it was 4 to 6 or 5 to 7 weeks or whatever it is, and then you have recovery time. Look at it as 2 months and then look at it as a major question if he's going to be able to return his power, which is kind of everything he's about. So let me bring this to you, Boggs. I was updating our ranks, which are over on patreon.com/ITL Army, and I was demolishing Matt Olson. I didn't kill him. I didn't put him outside my top 200. But as I was going through, bringing him down, I look at the other first baseman. I'm like, that's kind of lame. You know, he's going down and it's like, oh, God, am I really putting him below Justin Smoke? But then there was a positive thing that happened that might help the situation for if you've already had a draft, you might be screwed here. But coming into this weekend, one first baseman comes off the market. We present to you a pleasant surprise. The Mets are bringing Pete Alonso to the major leagues to start the season. He's going to make the opening day roster, be their starting first baseman. Roster Resource already has him slotted at the 2 hole. So I'm all about Peter Alonso. I rocketed him up my ranks.
Rocket!
And he, I think, is a fantastic option if you missed out on a guy like Matt Olson. And I don't know if you were a Matt Olson owner out there in a redraft league. If you could acquire Alonso if he was drafted or if he was on the wire, I'm all about Alonso.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think that's a great call on many teams are not going to own Alonso because he wasn't expected to make the roster. And he was kind of one of those. When is he going to make it? We don't know.
Well, and for like Ruben,
especially because Dominic Smith, wasn't he having a great spring at one point, too?
Well, yeah, he lost a bunch of weight. Best shape of his life. That's where he was at. Best shape of his life.
Stupid life.
But he's kind of like a mixture guy, though. You know what I mean? Like he was a mixture first base, all that.
But he could have been the reason why they could have done, you know, service time manipulation. You know what I mean?
Well,
like,
they had Judd
John
Lowry.
Smith, blah, blah, blah.
Well, so. If you remember, this is something to consider. They do have Judd Lowry, and I think Judd was going to be the first baseman.
Wasn't Judd going to play a lot of third base, though? Because
was
Todd
it third?
Frazier.
Well, I mean, so, but yeah. Okay, to that point, though, they had Judd and they had Todd Frazier, but Judd is banged up right now, so it opens up the opportunity. Hopefully they don't send him back down. I can't imagine they would. But it opens.
Well, if he really struggles when, and then Lowry comes back, like that's a possibility.
Well, and he could. That's the thing with him. He's actually very similar to a guy like Matt Olson, except the raw power is bigger. You know, we saw him out here in the Arizona Fall League. I talked to him a couple times and saw him play a million times. The dumbest power. You know, we always come back to this, but you and I sitting at the Fall Stars game watched him hit, you know, 104 mile an hour fastball from Nate Pearson or whoever the hell it was at that time. I think it was Nate Pearson, and he crushed it out of the stadium. I mean, he's ridiculous, but he's prone to average issues, which is kind of similar to Matt Olson. But he's in a spot where he's going to be put at a prime place in the order for a team that wants to win. They made trades to win with guys like Cano. Conforto's having a killer spring. I think I put Peter Alonso inside my top 150 now. I want to put him inside my top 100. And it's one of those things where, like, I'm sad that Olsen's out, but I'm like, Peter Alonso, let's go.
Let's go. Yeah, let's go. I'm excited about him, too. And it really sucks about Olsen. So you got him in Crybaby Roto, which sucks because that's 20 man.
It does.
I have him in the Champs League. So. That sucks for me. I got him in the Champs League. But I had a share of our guy, Coconut Pete Alonso, in the NL Only League. So, and I had him in my minor league spot. So, boom, bam, let's go. I love it.
And I'm going to see. I don't know if I have. I'm going to look at what I have as a replacement. Because, I mean, a 20-man league is insane, by the way.
Yeah.
It's nonsense.
I thought you just said you had E5 or somebody.
Yeah, so here's what I had. I had E5 at a utility spot. Because this league, since it's 20-man, we did normal positions, no corner or middle, 3 outfield, but 2 utility. I went heavy on utility, and my utility guys were E5 and Jose Peraza. So I moved E5 to first, and then I just brought up Kendrys Morales, who I drafted at utility, who I almost didn't draft because I was like, I don't know, he can't even roster him anywhere. Boom, bam. Now Kendrys Morales is in my utility in a 20-man. I'm okay. I mean, it sucks losing Olson, but I'm okay now.
I mean, our Champs League is 16-man, and I don't have – who do you say you have? You got E5 plug right in there?
In the 20-man, yeah.
Ah, God. I don't have anyone that good. I got Smoke to put in there.
I think I have E5 everywhere. Champs League, I got a little Joey Votto there, Boggs.
Nice. Nice. Yeah, I've got I took Bradley Zimmer to stash him because he's going to start the year on the disabled list. Then I already have Matt Olson day one on the disabled list. So I'm not a very happy camper right now. So we'll see how this league goes. I like the rest of my team here. I've got your boy Chirinos. I got Glaber, Candelario. Trevor Story was one of my first picks. I got Chris Sale, David Price. I got good pitching in this league, so we'll see how I pan out.
I think we got a couple things here. It's interesting that you're talking about some of these guys. We got a question that it didn't make it into the huge baseball pod we just did, the draft forum. We had Nick Pollock and Derek Van Riper on because it was at the end. We were answering some questions throughout the episode, and we were going to answer this, but then we got derailed by a very specific signing that we're going to talk about when we come back into the next hour. We're going to talk about Paul Goldschmidt and what happened and how we lost it. But there's a good question by our guy Jag, who I want to bring up too, because the idea is who are the us guys? Who are the Bogman and the Welsh branded players? Because this coming week on the ITL Fantasy Baseball podcast, we're going to talk about our shares. That's not the same thing. We're going to tell you about who we have the most of, and that doesn't necessarily mean it's our brand. But we dictate who are the us guys. So I want to talk about who the us guys are, not just the shares. And we're going to talk about Paul Goldschmidt. But if you are looking for a replacement coming into this weekend, Matt Olson is a top 100 first baseman that you don't want to draft, at least maybe towards the end if you have a DL spot. But he's been taken out of it, and it's already depleted a position that's not exactly super great. But Peter Alonso comes in making the roster as an option for you to be able to breathe. And I think that is a great, great parting gift. And I think you and I mean, you haven't made your adjustment yet, but I mean, he's got to be inside your top 150. Do you think you can press him inside even further?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I definitely think you can. Just a guy with that much power coming up day one. Like, you know, I think 150 is probably about right. But I would have to look. You know, I hate. You know how much I hate those top 300. But
I got a good one for you.
He's got to come way up.
I got a good one for you when we come back. I'm going to ask you this one when we come back on the other side of this break. This player or Peter Alonso, and I think it'll pry some questions from you. Then we're going to talk about Goldie, and we'll talk about some branded Bogman of the Welsh guys. So don't go anywhere. More Bogman of the Welsh. We got two more hours coming up right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. While you're waiting, go to thisleague.com. Check out all the great pods we got. Otherwise, we'll be back in just a minute.